With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. The Montana Supreme Court today overruled a lower court order and restored the state's June 2nd mail-in ballot receipt deadline for the upcoming primary. Kevin Trevlin with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
The High Court's order means voters must get their mail-in ballots to their local election office or other drop-off locations by 8 p.m. on Election Day. In its 5-2 decision Wednesday, the state Supreme Court's majority says it retained the ballot receipt deadline to, quote, avoid voter confusion and disruption of election administration, unquote. Instructions included with primary ballots tell voters to return their envelopes by that deadline. The state Supreme Court will also hear, on an expedited schedule, an appeal from State Attorney General Tim Fox on behalf of Secretary of State Corey Stapleton regarding the legality of Montana's ballot receipt deadline. Justices want to wrap up briefings by mid-August to provide time to rule ahead of November's general election. Wednesday's ruling overturns a Yellowstone County District Court judge's Friday injunction temporarily suspending a state law mandating the Election Day receipt deadline. The order said ballots must instead be postmarked by Election Day. Supreme Court Chief Justice Mike McGrath and Justice Dirk Sandifer both said they would have kept in place the district court's order. The district court found the state's Election Day ballot receipt deadline would, quote, significantly suppress voter turnout, unquote, among a handful of demographics. Kevin Trevlin, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Kevin Trevlin is Yellowstone Public Radio's Report for America Statehouse reporter. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has announced the completion of all required cleanup activities within a unit of a Montana Superfund site. The Flathead Beacon reported the federal agency removed a portion of an asbestos-contaminated mining operation in Libby from its national priorities list. Hundreds of people died and thousands became ill during more than six decades of exposure to asbestos from the former W.R. Grayson Company vermiculite mine in northwest Montana. Workers mined asbestos-laced ore and carried the dust home on their clothes. The site was placed on the EPA's priorities list in 2002. An inmate at a county jail in southern Montana has tested positive for the COVID-19 illness. Yellowstone County Detention Facility announced via press release Wednesday the timeline of the woman's illness indicates she was likely infected while in the jail. Sheriff Mike Linder says the female inmate in her 30s was moved to an isolation unit last Thursday after reporting medical distress. On Friday, she was transported to a Billings hospital for treatment and was tested for the COVID-19 illness. Her test returned positive Tuesday. Contact tracing has begun, and Linder says inmates and staff who worked in the unit with the woman who tested positive will be tested starting Friday. There are more than 400 inmates currently in the facility. Linder says this is the only case the facility is aware of, but adds there could be more in the future. Yellowstone County Sheriff's Office met with county health officials Wednesday to discuss additional measures that can be taken, including additional testing, sanitizing, quarantining, and mask use. Linder says 28 inmates tested negative for the virus prior to this case. A Yellowstone County detention facility guard tested positive in March. Montana has 481 confirmed cases of COVID-19. 17 people have died and there are 20 active cases. Two people are hospitalized. Yellowstone National Park is seeking public comment on an updated proposal to overhaul existing Wi-Fi access in some areas. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Zantara Travel Collection, the company that runs a handful of hotels, restaurants, and campgrounds in Yellowstone, reached out to a wireless network company last year to propose boosting internet speeds in certain developed areas of the park. That includes some historic buildings. A Yellowstone official said Access Park's proposal to the National Park Service received over 3,000 public comments in November. In March, Access Parks released an updated proposal with more photo simulations of the potential installations. Yellowstone said in a press release Wednesday that people can review the new images and submit additional public comments by June 10th via mail or online. The proposal does not call for any new towers or for getting internet service into backcountry areas or campgrounds. If approved by the National Park Service, the project would be funded by Zantara. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
As testing for the COVID-19 illness ramps up in Montana, drive-through testing sites in Crow Agency and Hardin this week are testing anyone who wants one, with or without symptoms. Yellowstone Public Radio News' Caitlin Nicholas reports.
Cars form a steady line all morning between cones at Bighorn Casino in Crow Agency. Workers in gowns and face shields take contact information at one tent station, before nurses at another use long nasal swabs to test passengers and drivers through the car windows. Esther Nguyen, public health nurse for Bighorn County, says that Indian Health Service, tribal, county, and state officials want to get a snapshot of how the virus is impacting the community.
You know, Montana's going to open up to out-of-staters June 1st. I'm thinking June 15th, the latter half of June, we're going to see some more cases. And so it'll be helpful to be able to figure out what changed. Have a baseline now, and then we'll compare it in the future.
Those without symptoms will get the results within 2 weeks, while tests from those with symptoms will be sent to the state public health lab for immediate analysis and should get their results within days. Bighorn County Public Health on Wednesday announced 3 new asymptomatic cases were identified through a previous surveillance testing event. Governor Steve Bullock recently announced a goal of running 60,000 tests per month. Surveillance testing is rolling out at long-term care and assisted living facilities and in partnership with tribal nations. More than 35,600 tests have been run on Montanans to date. The mass testing site will be run again Thursday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Hardin High School. In Crow Agency, I'm Caitlin Nicholas.
Caitlin Nicholas is Yellowstone Public Radio's Report for America Tribal Affairs reporter. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Cole Grant.